after singing this song, it's the perfect time to pray. Let me remind you of the verse at the end of Hebrews 4 that says, "Let us come boldly, come with confidence to the throne of grace, there to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." God knows every need, and He wants to fill every need. "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And so we come to this place of prayer, this throne of grace, and we come confidently because we know that our Father has opened His heart to us, and He will give the best gifts to those who ask Him. Praise the Lord. So let us pray for Brother Tom and Sister Mary and Julia and Sarah and John just now. I'd like to ask the ministers to come, and we'll surround them or stand where they are, and perhaps the trustees would like to come. Maybe there are others in the room who would like to just come closer and just be near to them during this time of prayer. And let us lead out in prayer for our dear Antioch family. Come. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving grace, giving them the response to your call that you placed in their hearts those 20 years ago to come here and to serve you. We thank you, Lord, that you have raised them up to fill this place. And we want to pray that today you will bless them with your blessing, Lord. You know all that they need. You know the strength that they need for their bodies. You know the strength that they need in their souls. You know the changes that you want to make deep down inside of them. And Lord, you have a fresh anointing, more of your Spirit, more of Jesus. Oh, we thank you.
thank you. We can never know anything or be anything, but we can know you and be for you, Lord. Renew this in their hearts, Lord. Help them to bow low before you today and open wide to you today, that they might receive out of your fullness grace upon grace, even this afternoon as we call upon your name. Thank you, Lord, that heaven is open,
yes,
that Jesus is here, and that your Spirit moves among us. Within them, you are working, Lord. We trust you. We believe for your ministry, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fulfill your ministry in and through them.
Amen.
That you will enlarge them today,
yes,
Lord. To take into their hearts all that you bring to camp, Lord. Every needy person, Lord. Every brokenhearted person. We pray that they will be enabled by the power of the Holy Ghost to love them with the love of Christ and to bind up the brokenhearted and just to minister in whatever way they can to help people to find Jesus in a greater way, and to find their all in Him. We pray that you'll strengthen them as our brother Eddie has prayed in their inner man. Lord, we pray that you'll encourage them greatly, Lord. You encourage them, Lord. You are not unrighteous to forget their labor of love. You have a reward, Lord. You have a blessing for them, this family, Lord, who serves you here in this place all year long. We pray, my God, that they shall be made very conscious of the blessing and the presence and the touch of God new in their life at this time.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray,
Lord,
that you will just cause that river of the Holy Ghost to flow in this place as never before.
Yes.
And help us, Lord, all to blend and to flow with that river and to let Jesus, believe Jesus, to glorify Himself. Oh, God, every day of every camp season, Lord, and throughout the year. We also pray, Lord, that you'll enlarge their ministry as they pray. Give them prayer in the Holy Ghost,
Lord.
Oh, God, we pray that you'll just increase their faith and their ability to pray for this place and for all that you bring here. Bless these young people, Lord, John and Julia and Sarah.
Yes,
Lord, we know that your hand is upon each one of them. And we pray, Lord, that they too will fill the place that you want them to fill, Lord. They're all different one from the other. And they have different abilities and they're all growing in God. But Lord, we know that you want your blessing to continue to flow from their lives. And we just pray that you will anoint them today and minister to them today as well, Lord. We thank you for the blessing they are, and we pray that you'll make them all that you want them to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Dear Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, I'm so thankful for these precious children that God has given to Tom and Mary. And it's a special thing that they've grown up here and they have a real love for this place, a love for the King. God has put that in their hearts too, and they're serving Jesus. He's done something. He's working in their hearts. And we want to just pray that God will continue His good hand upon them and carry forward His gracious word. Oh, press close to Jesus, Julia, Sarah, John. Press close to Him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Just love and give yourself to Him afresh and all. Pray all along life's pilgrim journey. Savior, let me walk with Thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your song.
Number 90.
In the same book?
Number 90.
Living for Jesus.
Amen. Now, Brother Phil is one of those people that made the trip up for just for the day and has to be home in his church tomorrow. So I'd like to ask him to come and close things up for us. Come, Brother Phil.
Praise God. That means I'm supposed to pray, I think. But there is a chorus that I just like to leave with all of us, especially for Brother Tom and Sister Mary. Dwell deep in God, O soul, dwell deep. Dwell in His love, and He will keep. Dwell deep in God and walk with Him, and never shall thy light grow dim. I think we all know that. Let's just sing that together. Dwell deep in God, oh soul, dwell deep. Dwell in His love, and He will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with Him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Dwell deep in God, oh soul, dwell deep. Dwell in His love, and He will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with Him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank You. Oh, God, send us more deeply into that love of God, into the heart of God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank You, Lord, we thank You, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for that privilege to walk with You.
Yes.
And I pray, Lord, that from this afternoon we'll be able to take a greater measure of Your grace, just to walk with Jesus, to live for You, as we've sung, a life that is true, faithful. Lord, again, we just pray for our brother and sister and their family, that Your blessing would rest upon them in a new way. Lord, we have that faith that You want to give additional grace to be for Jesus and cause those rivers of living water to flow out of their inmost being. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We return thanks to You. Oh, Jesus, that You have brought us together into this fellowship. Fellowship with Jesus Christ. Thank You that we could serve You together. And I just pray now that the Holy Spirit would rest mightily upon each one, Lord. Each one of us. We take that grace that You are pouring out, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. And we give You all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.